We raise awareness. We hopefully are helping at least bring attention to the problem of bullying, stop some of it, encourage kids to report it, help parents understand and know signs to look for if their child is being bullied or if they think their child might be a bully.
Carol Michael is the Community Relations Coordinator of Community Justice. Michaels, along with 12 other board members, are part of the Hillsborough County Anti-Bullying Advisory Committee. They met today to continue in their efforts to curb bullying in the area. The committee formed in February of 2009 as part of a countywide anti-bullying initiative, but their focus isn't on area schools.
We sort of work in tandem with each other. They have the kids from 7:30 to 2:30 or however long they're in class, but bullying is everywhere. It's at the bus stop, it's at the parks, it's in your neighborhoods, it's, you know, malls. So what we hope to do is fill that gap from the time those kids leave school till they go back to school the next morning, because they need help there as well.
Michaels adds one of the major issues the committee is working on tackling is cyberbullying.
It can be done anywhere, any time of day, and it's hard for parents sometimes to know what their kids are doing. So what we've tried to do at least is drive home some awareness tips for parents to be able to, you know, don't put your computer in the kid's bedroom, keep it in the living room, things like this, just for parents to know what their children are doing and to be involved. That's one of the best ways that we think we can help tackle the cyberbullying problem, is for parents and families to be a family and to be involved in their children and their projects and their activities and know what they're doing, know who their friends are.
Research and statistics on cyberbullying are few and far between. Committee members like University of South Florida Associate Professor Tom Massey says they first have to understand cyberbullying before they can make a difference.
We do have a subcommittee, what we're calling kind of a data subcommittee, for lack of a better word, that has already begun to do some surveys with students to understand what happens outside of school. And so I think that is an area that could certainly stand more research.
School Resource Officer Betty Williams also sits on the board of the advisory committee. She says schools and parents are still not sure how to handle and find cyberbullies.
Yeah, you can't see it, but you definitely know it's like a rumor mill. And if they do it at home, 9 times out of 10, it's going to come on campus because everybody's talking about it. And the MySpace is a serious thing as far as Facebook, them talking about somebody using bad names or calling them names. And they come, usually they'll print it. And if it gets really bad, the parents will print it and they'll bring it to us. And then we have to deal with it on campus.
However, Williams adds schools are doing what they can to tackle the issue.
It takes the school at least 2 years to get any notification in their handbooks published. So like cyberbullying and texting, they now have videos, PDAs, I guess they call them, and they're making people more aware that this is a big problem, you know, and I think that's great. The more media, the more awareness, the more we educate, the less the crime, I think.
Advisory members agree changes have to come from the kids themselves before they can really begin to make a difference. Members like Carol Michael are hoping groups like the Bully Busters Youth Council will help the committee better understand how and where to tackle the issue of bullying in and outside of the classroom.
We formed it in last April, and we probably have about 70 to 80 kids who belong overall. The kids range from ages 6 to 17. We do several projects with them. We meet once a month with them. They participated in the Too Good for Drugs and Violence Walk and Kid Fest back in October. They're planning a big rally that they want to hold in the spring. At our meeting last month, we had a lot of materials that this committee gave them to review. It was some workbooks, videos, and things like that. And so the kids divided up into groups and critiqued these to see if they have a friend who's being bullied, would they recommend this book to them or this video to them or this website to them.